Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Subbity and my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle.
Hello, everybody. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, darling Ronnie. Well, we are airing tonight at a very auspicious time, so I'm very excited about this. Tonight's topic is allowing the love, and so tonight I'm going to try to talk fast so we can bring the team in. They're going to work with us on allowing more love into our lives and our world. It's a night of receiving and feeling love that is held for us from the team and the entire universe. So tonight's dedication, I'm actually very excited about this show. Tonight's dedication is for grace and love flowing onto our planet and into the hearts and minds of all humans to resolve the conflict, fear, panic, and desperation that is settling upon us from the breaking apart and reorganization of our financial institutions.
Yay.
Yeah. So this has been an extraordinary week. I'd like to take a few minutes here and tell everybody how it kind of set up for me. I'm always in awe of how things unfold. So Saturday I went to my darling Matthew, who's a network chiropractor. So he doesn't really adjust me, but he just does little things and sends me to the moon. And very few people in the world can touch me, so I'm always excited, you know. It's not to be misconstrued.
Oh, darn.
And he's really an angel on earth anyway. So he said to me, they, quote unquote, wanted him to open up my channels to receive and allow love. And I thought, oh boy, here we go again. And anyway, it was absolutely beautiful and a truly incredible experience. Two nights later, I had a dream experience, and of course, when I dream, I always know I'm someplace else. And Matthew actually was there, which I thought was wonderful. And as I experienced this incredible infusion of love, and it was absolutely exquisite, and then I awakened on Monday morning feeling absolutely different and determined not to allow this feeling to slip away. This was a really big deal to me. You know, I'm so busy working all the time that allowing love, and Veronica, you know this very well about me, and, you know, I would say you probably suffer from the same thing. We get a lot, but we're not real good at receiving.
Don't have time.
No, right. So, on Monday, I was absolutely clear that the show this week would be on love, and I really wanted everyone else to receive what I had received, because to me it was just so stunning. But at the same time all this was going on, I'm getting phone calls from people who are very involved in the financial markets, and, you know, with the whole crisis thing, I got them over last weekend, about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and Indie Mac. For those of you who haven't been paying attention to the news, without Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, there would be no housing market, period. So,
pretty serious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's big stuff. And then I started receiving emails from, I got so many of them, I lost track at some point, called Amazing Grace. And there is a YouTube on this. What was interesting, here's just an excerpt from the Huffington Post about what's happening tonight with this full moon. Grace light is the incredibly radiant light of the divine within every soul, compassionate, intelligent, and almighty. It is not a physical light. It is an explosive inner light, more brilliant and powerful than the sun. It is the burning bush for Moses, the light of Jesus that blinded Paul on his way to Damascus, the power of Allah, Buddha, and the enlightened ones of all faiths throughout the ages. Recognizing this universal truth, the Kamal Siddha lineage is acknowledging an emerging phenomena, the awakening of grace light in the hearts and minds of more and more people around the globe. According to them, humanity is undergoing a major evolutionary transformation, and the great masters of many traditions are here to help steward the process. This lineage believes that grace light will awaken both individual and collective consciousness, affecting a global shift into a new level of human evolution. Every individual will play an important role in this shift as the primary conduit for expression of light is the human body. Once various energy centers are open to process the siddhas call opening the nine gates, you become a vehicle for transmitting light to others. It is an opportunity for everyone to contribute to a shift of consciousness on a global scale. The beginning of this shift will correspond with a significant astronomical event on the Eastern calendar, the full moon of the Guru, which is tonight, or Guru Purnima. July 17th is an ancient tradition in India when heavenly teachers offer powerful blessings to the human race. It is a time of opportunity for divine energy to enter the collective heart of humanity, bringing new levels of compassion, joy, peace, and divine intelligence to the world. So, today...
Sign me up.
Yeah, really. Today I got also from somebody else a link to, actually this was from Squirrel, to a website called Grace Light. So if you want to go on to it, it's gracelight.com. And there's a wonderful YouTube video on there by Datreya Siva Baba, and he was a beautiful soul. I sent it over to Veronica, and Veronica, you had a chance to listen to it, right?
Mm-hmm, I sure did.
And he's just lovely. But what I found this week, you know, before all this started coming in and then as it was coming in, I just kept having things happen to me that were filled with grace, even though I was stressed and not seeing it at the time. So I've been faced with jury duty again. This is the second time in a couple of months. Last time it was canceled at the last minute. And this time I thought, well, you know, I don't know. I trust the team, but, you know. And, because I never know the purpose, the bigger purpose behind anything that happens. So lately, you know, right now our reality is like Swiss cheese. And somebody wrote that in something this week, and it just cracked me up. Literally, I told Roger earlier, it's like you have to be a rabbit right now to navigate what's going on. There is no linear path, everyone. None. So I this has been hanging over me for a month, and the only way I could deal with it is to stay in the now moment. I did not cancel my sessions for that day or anything until, it was all taken care of. They all got canceled. It's a long story, but I had to stay in the now moment so that I wouldn't be concerned about it, because for me to go into a courthouse and to be in a jury room and to be in a courtroom energetically for me is, at this stage, a struggle. And... So I come to the conclusion, I printed out my website, I was just going to take it with me, lay it down, including all the depictions, and say, look, this is what I do for a living.
Get her out of here, quick.
So, I mean, I was prepared to do that, I had no problem doing it.
But I thought Fotar was good in the courtroom.
Oh, that's what I was worried about, is he loves that stuff. And I'm thinking, don't throw me under the bus in the process. You know?
Don't
play with the clients, but all the people that need help, don't take me with you. And, you know, I had visions of them totally out of control in this courtroom. And I'm thinking, oh, my God. So then today, all my sessions canceled. This has never happened to me. Ever, ever. I'm booked out 2 months, even though I have a huge waiting list. I just thought, okay, evidently I'm going, this is it. And then I received from Bridget and Sarita in Vienna a beautiful donation today, which I thought was so beautiful and lovely, out of the blue. And I thought, oh, great. Okay, you know, here is another, you know, for me, every little thing that comes, I just find I'm so grateful. And I stayed in the now moment, and I made my call at 6 o'clock, and sure enough, it was canceled. I have now fulfilled all jury duty because I've been canceled twice. And it made me giggle because they let me go right up to the last minute, even though they had said, you're not going. But there is a part of me that did not trust that. Now, you know, I want you to know I'm human, okay? And, you know, expect the best, prepare for the worst. Because what I do know is that being afraid of anything is going to attract it to you regardless, and I knew that wasn't going to work. In addition to that, I have a new group that has been working, creating a protective shield for me that is absolutely, again, total grace as far as I'm concerned. For the first time in 4 years, it's not blowing out my physical body, and it won't be too long now before I'll be able to move out into any kind of an arena, drop my residence down to be there, pop it back up, and come back and do what I need to do. For me, this is the greatest gift imaginable because it's freedom. So I've just had a week that I felt was filled with grace on every level. But along with it was the stress, which I thought was really interesting. And again, no linear path, no straightforward. there were other things that I won't go into now. But I'm just in this state of incredible gratitude. You know, and I have to go back to the Swiss cheese thing. Veronica, would you not agree that that's a great description?
Yes. I like the Swiss cheese thing, too. That's great.
Oh, that's what I mean. The Swiss cheese. I just thought the Swiss cheese thing was absolutely wonderful.
Well, I think of holes, going through the holes to get to different realities, too.
Well, it's like we have to circle around. It's like you can't go from here to there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, our normal linear experience is coming to an end. And so we are literally trying to navigate from a multidimensional perspective, and we're popping up and down. And I don't know if you've run into this, but I sure have this week, where I'm talking to people that are having very multidimensional experiences and having a hard time staying grounded. How about you?
Oh, here's a funny one. Is a woman who, in fact, she's a minister. I've worked with her for quite a while. And she woke up in the morning, and one of her earrings was gone. She'd gone to bed with her earrings on. And she found it in the bed, and her ear was fine, but the earring had its back on it. We went through a lot of stuff. We figured it was just like a shift in dimension of some sort.
Oh, I love that.
We ended up going, things are changing. Well, the conversation was similar to what you're talking about, which is things are changing and they're not really making sense, but there's kind of an expansion involved, and it's kind of hair-raising at times.
Hair-raising is a very good description, Veronica. I love that one.
Yeah.
It's also challenging our trust. And, you know, that's the part that kind of made me giggle. I'll just kind of give an example here. We're in a financial crisis in the U.S., but it's forcing the powers to be right now to drop the price of oil, okay, and also accelerate the return of troops, which, you know, prior to this, our president, you know, had a very different stance on both of these issues. But because of the financial crisis, we can't afford to continue on with all our troops over there in the war, and we can't continue on with these exorbitant oil prices. So, interestingly enough, they are both returning to where they belong. And are in the process, they certainly aren't there yet.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm finding fascinating is that this crisis over here is shifting this over here. If we stay with our focus on, oh my God, look at what's happening here in the housing market, and then look over here and realize it's changing the war, it's changing the price of oil, which will then come back in and support the housing market. So things, again, it's like going around a whole, you know, a couple of corners. And so it's really important to hold the highest resonance we can for everything. Again, you know, it's the Swiss cheese thing. It's just And, you know, I would say don't look for cause and effect right now. I mean, you have to kind of look around the corner, and even then you won't know until you're there. It's like, you know, this is where the whole psychic prediction thing is going right out the window.
Yeah, I was just going to say that very thing, that there's no way that you can really be sure how it's going.
No. And there, I mean, the, I think our days of predictions, I mean, they've been iffy at best. Except for you, I mean, you're a phenomenal psychic. We know this.
I don't believe in my own predictions. I always say predictions are meant to be played with.
And which is true. Mm-hmm. And the moment you know one, you can change it in that instant. I mean, mm-hmm. even, you know, Seth used to say that, through Jane Roberts, you know, that the minute you respond, as soon as you hear something, your response to it can change that outcome instantly. But now, I mean, it's like things are just moving. They're bouncing around, and when we're dealing with this multidimensionality, it's like up here, it's this way, down here, it's this way, depending on where your frequency is.
And you can't be attached to any way you perceived it, or else you can't move with it.
Oh, very good. That's a great statement. Also, this is a real aside, but I promised everybody, once I got the name of the adrenal support, which everybody needs right now, it is by New Chapter, and it's called Supercritical Stress Advantage.
Hmm. New Chapter is a great brand, isn't it?
Oh, it is wonderful, and this is the greatest stuff I've ever taken. And Ted, who someone you know, Veronica, when I told him I was back on, I finally found it again. He looked at my adrenals and said, "Give me," and he wrote the name down because it's that good.
It's called Critical Support?
It is Super Critical Stress Advantage.
Super, okay.
By New Chapter. And it is, you can take it on an empty stomach, which anything for the adrenals usually is more upset the stomach. I've tried just about everything on the market. This stuff is just, it's all herbal, and it's just lovely.
Wow.
So.
Straight from Costa Rica, right?
I have no idea, darling. That's not my area of expertise. You're the food expert. Is it? Is that where it's from?
Yeah, I think that's where that company is, yes. But anyway, I know they're really amazing.
Well, anything they put out, they do a lot of super critical products, but they certainly, I just think my body responds so incredibly to it, which always tells me I can, and the minute I take it, my body just goes,
Well, you know, they have ones for aches and pains that are absolutely outrageous.
By New Chapter?
Yeah, this is called something like Zyfland or some sort of Zy thing, Z-Y. But, I mean, it's really an unusually successful pain reliever for people who are interested in that, if anybody has any pain.
Oh, what?
But it's a good brand, so we sound like we're doing an ad, but I just know that I'm impressed by them.
Well, and you can order online, and certainly it's a lot cheaper than any place else, but that's my personal experience. But I love this product, so adrenals have been a big issue for so many people. Okay, I'm going to get out of the way here and let the team take over. There's just so much to do tonight. And we all want to experience these fabulous. By the way, that meditation, there is a meditation going on during our radio program for the Grace experience. So we literally are running at the same time that global meditation is going on. So let me just get out of the way here. If you want to sing and dance, go ahead. All right. It is a joy. It is a pleasure. It is, well, exciting for us to be with all of you tonight. And for all of you that will listen to this show at a later date, please know that when you do, you will receive the same benefit as when you listen to it live. Every show is imbued. Now, it is true that we take the channel on some adventures, so please understand it's not out of cruelty. But the channel learns in a different way. She likes discovery. Now, even though she's proclaiming she doesn't want any more drama, but it's good for her in a way. It's good for her, not too much. But more and more, she's seeing that no matter what, she is safe. And we would say all of you are safe. All of you are loved. And during this experience tonight, the love not only coming in from the universe, coming through your computer, and grace. And grace, and for those of you that work with us, you know that in every session we include in your intentions divine grace. We feel it's that important. So tonight, an infusion. Now, you all know that when you have a lot of people focusing on the same thing, your abilities to receive, to experience, are amplified. And they are. And we would recommend to each and every one of you after the show, go outside. Even if it's cloudy, go outside, stand under the light of the moon. Now, you don't have to stay there all night, but just bask for a few minutes. Allow it to be real. Take it in. For those of you who've been watching the moon over the last couple of nights, many people have commented on the intensity, the brightness of this moon. Even those that didn't know about this opening experienced something unique, something new, something special. Now, why love? Well, you've hit a critical juncture on your planet. Critical juncture on your planet. And every moment you're going to have to choose now. Do you choose fear or do you choose love? Every moment. Now people, you know, Lazar's talked about this and many have talked about the fact that many of you were in Atlantis during the destruction. One of the three. Some of you, several of the three. And of course the last one, the big one. The third one. You had a choice then. To buy into the fear or not. And you bought into the fear. And that's one of the reasons. One. Notice we only said one. One of the reasons that you're back now. Your United States closer from a technological standpoint. And the other standpoints as well, abuses of power. To the times of Atlantis, not identical, certainly, but close. And moment by moment, you're making the choice. What's going to happen? Are you going to choose love or fear? We've talked to you about working with your future self. Very important piece of all of this. To work with that future self that made it that's in the new world, having an extraordinary life, and allowing that future to pull you forward. And you're not going to get there by grumbling, pointing fingers and blaming. You all know what's happened. Now you can say, oh, well, they were greedy, they were terrible, they did this, they did that. Yes, you could say that. But is that going to serve the higher purpose right now? Does that allow you to feel the love? No. How do you allow in the love and the grace, not just tonight, but from here forward? By holding the highest resonance that you can all the time. Well, I just dropped it here. Pop back out. Focus on something that will take you back out of that fear. Change your mind. The channel wondered why we let her kind of dangle with some of these things, so that she could experience what it took to hold the focus, to stay in the now moment, to stay out of the discomfort, the fear, the uncertainty, and to trust. Why is it important for her to go through this? Because it's then in her resonance, in her field, in her energy, so that when we transmit through her, the information comes to you in a way where it's already imbued. It can enter your field with the experiences intact. Oh, I just felt that. Yes. A wave of emotion, a wave of experience, already imprinted. Now, she's not going to be happy when she listens to all this, so Veronica, don't tell her.
Never.
All right. Remember, everyone, she agreed at some level, so we don't want you to think of her as a victim here. And tonight, we're going to flood you. All through the night, flood you with love. Tonight, if you decide, you can give up what you hold on to. Let go of your limits. Let go of your fear. Let go of your lack of safety. Let go of your pain, your hurt, and rejection. The painful family experiences, the painful divorces. The estranged children. The loneliness, the fear of the future so many of you carry. Will I be all right? Will I have enough money? Will I have insurance? Will I? You have entered the shift now, moment by moment. Well, we rather like the channel's comment about Swiss cheese. We don't know that we would use that as an example, but we would say that your reality now becoming far more fluid than it's ever been. With a current running this way and then running this way, intersecting and moving and flowing. For those of you that love drama, oh, there'll be plenty. There'll be plenty. But you get to make a choice, people, in terms of pretending that your Chicken Little, the sky is falling. Or being able to say, wait a minute, this looks very sad here, but there may be some other reason over here. Let's wait and see how it all unfolds. Let's look for the highest reason. Because everything is moving and swirling. This is a good time to rent the movie, What Dreams May Come.
What's the name of it?
What Dreams May Come.
Yes. Okay.
All right. Merely for the visual effect. For the visual effect. To give you an idea. Because it depicts the fluidity so beautifully. And the response to thought. Better than anything that we are aware of that has been created. Without violence and being more simplistic. That's the way your reality is going to become. Very subjective. And for each one of you, your experience is going to be your experience. Now, if you run into any problem, it may be finding somebody that has the same experience you do of a given situation. More than ever before, you're going to see where people are going to say, well, wait a minute, no, it didn't happen that way, it happened this way. As you watch people argue, especially family members, know it happened this way. Now, to save you all a lot of trouble, we will say to you that each of you will be right. More than ever before, you're going to be aware of the fact that through your individual lens, that lens designed through, created through experience, emotion, choice, basic tools, thoughts, feelings, beliefs, attitudes, fluid, it's going to be more fluid. And the channel has seen it over and over again. Everyone's home payments went up, hers went down. She has yet to meet anyone, talk to anyone in all of Las Vegas, with all of the mortgage people that she knows, etc. This is why people are losing their homes, but hers went down. Why? Now, here's the piece we're going to give you. The loan was tied to a different index. But did that happen when she took out the loan? Or did that past, was that past changed? Play with that. Because you see, past and the future are not solid. And this is why all of you now working with the now moment, and in that now moment, opening all of you to the love, to the grace, to the beauty, allow yourselves, and we would ask each and every one of you right now, to open and be willing to receive. You don't have to do anything. It doesn't matter what you're wearing. You could be in your jammies and fritters. Allow the love in. Allow the grace. What does grace mean? Veronica, what does grace mean?
I was just thinking, I think it, to me, I feel that it means that special light that sort of makes things, you feel loved and you feel that you're fairly magical and you can give and be at that moment. And sometimes it comes from other, it comes from out there.
And what does that create for you?
Peace, expansion, possibility.
Okay.
Healing.
Yeah.
What is the grace light that's coming in? Is that a download from the universe? Is that what's going on?
Well, this is something in the Indian tradition that they have believed in for a long time. This is not the first time they believe that this is what they call this particular full moon. It's just that this time, at this time noon, and you see, this is where things get a little confused, an intersect time noon, you see, where the intersect of a belief, a practice, intersected with a time noon, where it was decided that this opportunity could open like the lens of on a camera and allow in this infusion in an amplified way. Not just from your ascended masters of your planet, but beyond. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes, it does. And we can call it forth. We can call it in at times, can we not?
Of course.
Again,
this is why we include divine grace in everyone's intentions.
Mm-hmm.
In what you're asking for. And you see, it's interesting to us that people say the words, or they hear them, because if people don't include them in their intentions, we write them in for them. What we call the light matrix, to have more peace and prosperity, ease, elegance, abundance, love, joy, safety, health, healing, freedom, divine grace and trust. An energy. And a powerful energy. And now, at this timing, you can, yes, call it in. We would hope that you would do it every morning and believe that you can have it. You see, what we've seen with people, they say the words, but do they believe it? Do you believe it, Veronica?
I do, actually, and sometimes I feel it. When I'm working with you and with Jackie, I feel it when we call it forth. And then when they were talking about the grace light tonight for their mass meditation, I know we can feel it, and I'm just going, well, we can keep calling it in and calling it in,
yes.
Can we not?
You can continue to tap into that vibration and frequency because it's now imprinted.
Yes.
It's imprinted.
Can we call it in for others as well?
That's a very good question.
And I was thinking about politics and so on, having so many people focusing on it and calling it simultaneously. It should make a difference in the world, shouldn't it?
Yes. To call it in and let it go. To fill the White House, Congress, Wall Street, any place that you choose, with the grace light, the light of grace, which is pure love. It is your weapon. I mean, I hate to use that word with it, but it is appropriate at this time. It is the greatest thing that you have access to now, all of you.
Yes, It is true that as we go through to, for example, 2012, there's more and more of this kind of download, is there not?
As much as all of you can handle.
So the potential for the shift is much greater right now than ever before, huh?
Of course, and it will be in each and every now moment. The channel, you and the channel were talking about experiencing multidimensionality to some of your people. It's a, yes. You're going to experience it more. You're going to experience things that you, some of you, can't even imagine. Yes. But you see, if you don't allow the love, if you haven't healed sufficiently to believe that you deserve the love, and that is the whole purpose of healing. To let go of the illusion that you are flawed. But you can't just do it with lip service. That won't work.
Doesn't grace mean you get a little help?
Yes. But you have to believe that you can have it. You know, when you go to Catholic churches and you see those women all on their knees doing the rosary, they believe in lighting candles. All right?
Right.
Their belief is so strong that through their practice, that grace can be bestowed.
Right.
And
okay.
It often is for that very reason.
Because they allow themselves to be a conduit for that.
That's correct. Through their sacrifice, if you will. I will kneel here for hours doing the rosary, and I will dutifully come with great reverence and light a candle to Jesus or Mother Mary or whoever. And they will do it. And it is their beliefs that are so strong that allows it. But for you as humans, there's still this issue of am I enough? Or it flips to entitlement. Well, look at all I've done. I'm a light worker. I deserve this. You should do this for me. Now, the channel's even gotten emails from people that say, well, the ET should do this for me. That's entitlement. Now, do you think they got any help?
Well, it sounds like bargaining, too, isn't it?
Well, the should closes the door. It would be like your neighbor coming over, Veronica. And you've just baked a lovely cake, and they knock on the door, and they say, you know what, you should give us half that cake. And you say, well, why? Because you have it and we don't. And I don't know how to make the cake, but you do. So you should give me that cake. You owe me because you know how to make it and I don't. Do you understand?
Yes.
Right.
Backs go up and the grace is very minimal.
Again. 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 Not entitlement. Knowing. Loving yourselves enough. Believing enough, even if you think you're flawed. Just be willing.
Isn't the frequency shift that's going on, it's not quite the same as grace, but it does make it easier to absorb all that, isn't it? Doesn't it?
All right, well, you're talking about different things here.
Yes, I am.
All right, do you want to clarify?
Well, I'm just saying that there is a frequency. The frequencies are moving faster. We're moving up in frequency, are we not? And it just seems to me that as that is happening on the Earth and even in the universe and through our body minds, it should make it a little. I use the word "should" here. Make it a little easier to be absorbing the grace light as well and the self-love.
You're vibrating at a higher frequency.
Yes.
But you're only vibrating at a higher frequency when you let go of your crap. So the higher frequencies are here, but a lot of people feel like they're going insane and are going out and doing terrible things because of the higher frequencies. So the higher frequencies, all right?
It's making us less stable, is that what you're saying?
Well, in a way, yes.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the lack of stability all around you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the way you use those higher frequencies, if you have cleared out and cleaned out, we're not seeing perfectly everyone. We don't expect that. We're saying, can you, are you, do you, will you be able to experience it more easily? In a way, yes. But it still comes down to one thing, willingness.
So it's an intentional reception, intentional focus, intentional acceptance.
Yes. You see, right now, as we say, it's coming to you right now, open to receive. Do you believe there's anything you have to do to receive it, though?
I guess not really, except that it sounds like we should be intending to receive it in.
So let's make it work.
I beg your pardon?
Let's make it work, is that what you're saying?
Okay.
In other words, yes. If we took a person, we'll say a young person because they're so weird, and we said to them, look, right now, if you are willing to be loved, why, you could be filled with love and grace. And right off the, oh, all right, great, I'm there. And in a moment, they can make the shift and be totally willing and experience it. Now, do you need to intend it? Whatever you need to do. Now, through intention in the now moment, it will bring your focus back around to it. And what you're doing is drawing attention to what's already there, what's already available. And yes, do it. But you know that young person over there, he can say to his friends, you know what, hey, I got it all today. I got it now. Boy, watch me. I'm filled with love and grace. And they believe it. And for some of these young people, it doesn't even cross their mind that it could be any other way.
But I didn't hear that.
That it could be any other way.
Mm-hmm.
Putting focus on it, is it good? Yes. Intending it, your morning rituals, whatever those are, I open to love and grace. With joy and expectation, I'm so excited. Or with gratitude, or with all of it. Yes. I invite in love and grace. And we would hope that tonight you can see it in your mind's eye right now, coming into your vibrational field. See it as light and color.
I just want to say one other thing, is that going back to, we have to have cleared out our junk. Doesn't some of it come through and help us clear it out? Wouldn't it give us like a quantum shift if we really accepted it?
Good question. Another good question. Something that dear Lazarus has said for a very long time. If you love yourself enough, you could have anything and everything you wanted. Not that. And how do you love yourself? If you love yourself, you allow in more love, do you not?
That's true.
All right? Does not like attract like, do you not then become a magnet for that which you want?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't even question again back to the young person. And you could all say, well, the kid did no work at all. Yes! He didn't. He was willing. He was willing. Haven't you met people that were willing to have a miracle and had one?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. And I've met people that were just born loving and open to love. They're just born that way.
Now, an interesting part of this tonight. We've talked about this before, about being the beacon. As this love and light enters your field, you are the beacon of this love everywhere you go,
mm-hmm.
everything you do. Now, do you want to draw attention to that every day? It would be wonderful if you did, to remember that. So many of you are out there touching people in every way. It doesn't matter what it is. We don't care if you're a barber. You're touching people every day. Doesn't matter what your job is. But to be aware, to go to work, I'm carrying love and grace in my energy field. And everywhere I walk, people are going to feel it. They won't know anything. But just imagine what a wonderful feeling to be aware of all the time. And by being aware of it, don't you allow more of it
mm-hmm.
for yourself?
And don't we then activate that for other people as well?
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what we're saying. This can be a quantum shift. If you all allow it. And if just one of you, out of all the people that listen to this, open to more love, let go of your fear, or your lack of safety, or whatever, through this experience, your light can become divine. If you believed in every single moment, because this is where you're going, people. Every moment, everything you need will be there exactly as you need it. And you will be everywhere that you need to be exactly when you need to be there. That is how it's experienced on the other side of man. Be now, moment. This moment, filled with love and grace, filled with safety, and believing that you are always safe because you're filled with love and grace. How could it be any other way?
And we're going to have to say goodnight pretty soon.
Yes.
2 minutes.
All right, everyone, if you will take a moment, please. And with your eyes closed, allow yourself to feel this light, this living light, this light of love and grace. feeling every cell of your body, feeling your chakras, your auric field. Drink it in. See it sparkling or multicolored or any way you choose. And when you go to bed at night, if you desire tonight to call us in, we will be happy to work with each and every one of you, even further to try to help you in whatever way you give permission for before you go to sleep, to accept more of this life. Remember, we will never do anything without permission of your higher self, soul, and oversoul. And we love you. The universe loves you. God, Goddess, all that is, loves you. Let it in. Allow your lives to be magical. Give yourself permission to feel safety, excitement, passion, and know that you can dream. You can. A new life, a new world. You're the one. Remember that. You are the one that can make a difference. For yourself and so many others, for your world. And when you help your world, you help the universe. Nothing is separate. We love you.
Thank you. We love you.
Enjoy this night. And then carry it with you every day, as you said, Veronica, call us forward. We look so forward to being with you again, dear one. And until we do, namaste.
Namaste, and thank you so much.
Good night, everyone. I don't know if they've cut us off or not.
Not yet.
Okay. Veronica, your website?
Veronicaentwistle.com. There's no H in Entwistle. Veronicaentwistle.com.
And your radio show on?
I'm going to be on next Tuesday at 4 o'clock, Radiance by Design, and 5 o'clock, our Paradigm Shifter. And I can't remember her name, but if you send me Veronica@VeronicaEntwistle an email, I'll let you know who's coming up.
To everyone, we love you so much. Remember, a piece of each and every one of you is in Veronica and I, and a piece of us is in each and every one of you. It can be no other way. We really are all one. Have a blessed night, everyone.